Blackstone Audio presents Really the Blues by Joseph Koenig. This book is read by Kevin Kennerley. This book is dedicated to the memory of Ferdinand Joseph Lamont. Chapter 1. Call it the law of diminishing returns. The yield from a pre-dawn roundup in the Marais was several gypsy pickpockets. Two real Frenchmen, released with full apologies, eight Dutch and Polish Jews. Brought to a police station on the Place des Vosges, they were lodged in the crowded holding pen. One of the Jews, a neurasthenic Amsterdammer with blood clotted under an ear, hung back at the bars to distance himself, if only a little, from the mob. By the weekend, the lockup, packed to bursting, would be emptied. The inmates gotten rid of with others like themselves from all over the city. Time, passing slowly, nevertheless moved too fast. Friday night, an open car, an elegant Mercedes 770 Cabriolet, arrived at the station, and officers in leather trench coats, giving off the scent of mink oil, brushed past Fleeks, demanding to see papers. Downstairs, they surveyed the prisoners in their cage. "These pigs make my eyes water," said a lieutenant, fanning the air. "How are we supposed to pick the right one out of this stink?" His superior, a Wehrmacht major, shouted, "Goldschmidt!" A man on the other side of the bars barely lifted his eyes before lowering them quickly. "Here he is, right under your nose," the major said. "The biggest stinker." "We'll take this man," the lieutenant said. "We will issue a receipt." "Take any you want," said the jailer. "Take them all." "I wish you would. I don't know what to do with these I have, let alone the new ones we catch every night." Fleeks unlocked.